When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you have opinions that you feel you can't express? I think we all do. Are you looking for a place to stir up conversation and let your opinions be heard? I want to introduce you to a new alternative social media site, Snippy.com. Snippy is an unbiased social media platform that's all about conversation and community. Snippy not only encourages freedom of expression, but guarantees its users the ability to discuss topics freely, without any suppression from administrators. Check in for a quick update about current events, or spend hours scrolling through users' posts. Write your thoughts and strike up conversation. Snippy's founders have intentionally created a forum where anyone can feel free to express their thoughts, frustrations, ideas, anything really. It's a place where discussion is valued, a place where your opinion matters, totally free. Go to snippy.com now to express yourself. No shadow banning, no character limit, and no suppression of conservative thought, ever. Check out the website at snippy.com or download the app. No censorship, no agenda. Join us at Snippy to get the discussion rolling.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Microdosing Magic, a psychedelic spellbook. Tell us a little bit about that.
Microdosing, for those of your audience that aren't aware, is the practice of taking milligrams of natural and synthetic medicines for a variety of what's called a mind, body, and health reasons. Such things like combating depression, improving memory, problem solving, improving overall IQ. It also enhances creativity, mental and physical endurance. So you could really sit with problems for a lot longer. Like in my own research, I translate archaic text sometimes, and I found that with microdosing, it really helps me sit there and keep my focus to get the task done.
Your website is called Psychedelic Witch. Are you really a witch?
Yes, sir.
How'd you get involved in that?
It's one of those things where it's a feeling you have your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't really, pinpoint a day or an hour or a minute where I was like, oh, I'm kind of into this weird stuff or anything, the wild and the weird, as we call it. I just, Some people just, you grow up and you feel this natural connection to things around you, nature. You find yourself hugging trees and talking to plants, things like that.
I know your first book, Psychedelic Mystery, Traditions of Spirit, Plants, Magical Practices, and Ecstatic States. Got a lot of phone calls when you were on the show.
Oh, for the witch's ointment.
Yep. Oh, they love that stuff.
Oh, great, great, excellent.
So when you started into this, did you encounter any resistance from anybody?
Fortunately, I live in Portland right now, where these people like me and other seekers are kind of the majority of the population, although
it's accepted out that way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's accepted that way in a way that it really never was in New York, where I actually grew up. And so moving to Portland actually really helped my practices breathe a little bit, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more difficult in a place like New York, and way easier in the Pacific Northwest. A lot of beautiful landscapes, and the coast is absolutely gorgeous. And it really evokes a lot of strong emotion from a person just being in that kind of setting. So, I moving to Portland was one of the better decisions I ever made.
Does it help you? Does it help you in your magic?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Now, with microdosing, you're doing that more for, let's say, more terrestrial reasons. Like I mentioned before, certain things like problem solving, memory enhancement. As far as getting to the actual craft of it and, opening portals and so to speak like that, it gets into, slightly higher doses, which I don't really go into too much in the book because, not too many people, this is still a new concept for a lot of people. So it's the kind of thing where we're really, we're finding out that most of the propaganda of the 20th and early 21st century has been completely erroneous, and that these medicines, actually far from damaging the mind and body, and spirit for that matter, actually really, let's say, redouble the efficacy of all three.
A lot of people on the West Coast are microdosing a lot, aren't they?
Yeah, especially in Silicon Valley. Most of the apps that appear on phones and stuff like that are being developed by people who are microdosing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yes, microdosing is huge in Silicon Valley, although they are, in my opinion, erroneously credited as having started the microdose movement. There are, in fact, precursors. I started microdosing back in the early, oh, excuse me, back in the late, let's see, early 2000s, I would say. Back then, we didn't actually call it microdosing. We just called it being broke. Because we didn't have enough to split around for each of us. So we started noticing that on these small amounts of different plant medicines, we were, really feeling those excellent effects from it.
Can you get hurt by microdosing?
You cannot really get hurt by microdosing unless if you're taking SSRIs, you can experience what's called serotonin syndrome,
which is
your body will overheat. You'll get that cold sweat, but it's not dangerous really in any sense like that. If you have a family history of mental illness, I wouldn't start microdosing. I have a friend, a Lakota shaman friend, named Hawkeye, who I think he put it best. He said, if you wouldn't take a macrodose, don't start microdosing.
Good point. Good point. What's going on with this Guinness World Record for magic?
Oh, so the Guinness World Record. Yeah, so while I'm on a book tour now, and my partner and I are also winning the Guinness World Record for magic, I had developed this spell that I cast over the entire United States, and I did it 2 years ago. And I submitted it, what I had, to Guinness, and they told me that I didn't have enough evidence to prove that I had actually done it. because I did all these rituals all over the United States by myself.
Okay.
So this year, my partner and I are filming them, and we're inviting people along, and I have a book for people to sign that we're going to submit to Guinness.
You're documenting this, aren't you?
Yeah, documenting it way more thoroughly this time. The spell itself is based off of a Kabbalistic principle called the Law of Natural Governance. And what this states is that we are all born into this land, and between our larger land and ourselves, there are 5 points. There's the land we occupy.
Mm-hmm.
There are the communities we get involved in. There are the friends we make within those communities. There's our family that, you know, first birth doesn't put us out into the world. And then there's ourselves. So what you want to do is align all 5 of those aspects, your land, your community, your friends, your family, and yourself, so that the path that you choose for your life will always be served by yourself and all those other aspects, and while you serve them as well. So it's a community ritual. It's a healing ritual. It's something that brings people together instead of tearing them apart.
Is it working?
So far, we're meeting a lot of really great people and gaining a lot of support for it. So yeah, I'd say it's working.
Interesting. Now, what made you even come up with that concept?
Really just microdosing. These were all taking some higher doses. These were just visions that I started having for just making a more creative life. And I happened to also invoke the muses in my witchcraft. And, you know, when you open that kind of dimension and you tap into that ancient, that deep ancient energy, you know, it's almost as if everything you do comes off as pure magic.
When you deal with magic, most of the people I know, Thomas, they're good people. They want to do good things. Are there some that dabble with black magic and they want to do just the opposite?
There absolutely are, but I don't really hang out with those kinds of people.
Right.
I know that they're out there.
Does it work for them?
I don't know. I really don't know, because all my entire magical system is not based on casting spells on others. It's based on casting spells on yourself. So I really, you know, I don't really know much about that world at all. I mean, I know they're out there, but I don't know much about it any more than, you know, I know that there are, you know, Russian mobsters out there, but I don't really know much about it because it's not part of my world.
In your world, there's a phrase called theogens. What is that?
So the theogens, is kind of a new vocabulary I had to develop in my book, Psychedelic Mystery Traditions. So when I started studying these ancient texts, and even in the modern day, and everything in between, actually, I noticed that there were different kinds of psychedelic experiences. Not just one kind. So I'm going to back up and go to the late 1950s with a brilliant scientist named Humphrey Osmond coined the word psychedelic. He did this because at the time, the word used for things like mushrooms, LSD, mescaline, things like that, was psychotomimetic, a mimicker of psychosis. The problem with that model and that framework is that when they would give things like LSD to patients who did suffer mild forms of schizophrenia,
mm-hmm.
those patients said that their bouts with schizophrenia and their experience with LSD were night and day, and that calling these medicines psychotomimetic or mimicker of psychosis was just totally wrong. So Humphrey Osmond developed the word psychedelic from 2 Greek words, psuche, meaning mind or soul, and delein, meaning manifesting. So soul manifesting. This gave doctors and scientists and artists a new paradigm to look at these medicines. Fast forward to the late 1970s, another brilliant mind, a professor at Boston University named Carl Ruck, coined the word entheogen, also of Greek origin, or at least in a modern sense, meaning to generate divinity within, entheogen. So getting back to the theogens, I realized that sometimes people are not taking a psychedelic to generate divinity inside themselves. Like, for example, when I invoke the muses and I bring that creative energy inside me, that is purely entheogenic. However, I have friends who like to open up portals and dimensions to different, I call them spiritually advanced entities, although they're commonly called aliens, and they'll use psychedelics to really pierce that veil, and we'll go to Mount Shasta sometimes and, you know, communicate with these blinking lights in the sky, and for me, that really can't be called entheogenic because these divinities are not being generated inside of us, they're being generated outside of us. So I coined the term exotheogenic, generating divinity outside the self. There's other things like poetogen, which is using a psychedelic for creative purposes. I mean, most anyone will agree that psychedelics stir, you know, the creative passions within a person, and yet there's no word for that. And it's just odd that we have this, you know, pretty common agreement about this, and there isn't a word, so I coined the term poetogen, or using psychedelics in magic is a pythiogen. So the theogens, getting back to the question, is just there are new ways of understanding how someone would use a psychedelic other than just partying, because psychedelics are not really party drugs at all. There's a big difference between a magic mushroom experience and going out and getting, you know, like hammered on alcohol or drugs or
right.
Things like that. Yeah, these plants are medicines. So I'm, you know, we actually, in my circles, we don't really even call them drugs too much.
You don't even like that word, do you?
I don't mind the word at all, but I know a lot of people are resistant to it. I mean, for me, words are just, you know, you give a word the power that it has.
Yeah.
So the word drug doesn't really bother me, but in deference to many people that do have a problem with it, I use words like pharmacon or plant medicine,
mm-hmm.
spirit plants. And those are actually more accurate descriptions of things like, let's say, ayahuasca, magic mushrooms, cactus like peyote and the San Pedro. Spirit plant or spirit fungi are really more accurate.
Isn't it true that the psychedelic world is really misunderstood by most people?
Yeah, but that's getting a lot better. The more scientists come forward saying that, hey, these are really medicines. I mean, the good news, George, is that all of the evidence, and I mean all of it, is on my side as far as saying that psychedelics, far from damaging the body, actually can really complement a healthy lifestyle. And these are studies coming from top universities like UCLA, Johns Hopkins, Harvard, NYU just did a study on with cancer patients and, you know, the end of life, you know, traumas and dealing with that and depression that comes with it to really great success. So, you know, I can't stress enough that really all the science is on my side and away from the propaganda. And we're actually seeing a turnover now. I believe the FDA just approved psilocybin mushrooms studies to treat depression and post-traumatic stress disorder.
It's better than some of the other stuff they've been putting out, you know what?
Well, it's way better than the other stuff they're putting out. There are little to no side effects, and at least no really hardcore side effects to using psilocybin mushrooms, unlike the pharmaceuticals that, you know, are I think sometimes willy-nilly just kind of dished out to people, which I don't think is really good for society.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, I just feel like when you weigh the pros and cons of these plant medicines versus pharmaceuticals, I mean, it kind of becomes a no-brainer as to which are really helping people and which are, you know, not so much helping people.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice
remote.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350+ live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.